This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's kickoff time here at Hillsboro High School. The Bulldogs will be kicking it off, going from our right to our left, or from the south to the north, and they'll kick it out of bounds. And so the Toppers will have the opportunity, whether they'll have the ball at the 35 or where it went out of bounds, or make them kick again. And my guess is they're going to take it to 35. What do you think?
I would think so. That's a pretty good guess. Looks like they're walking the ball out to the 35. The Hilltoppers really got some things back on track last week offensively, so it'll be fun to see here if they can carry that momentum into this game.
Well, the Toppers have won the last four games in a row between these two teams. We'll see what they do here as they set up in the triple I behind Landon Carroll. Carroll's going to hand it off to his tailback. And the ball is going to be fumbled right there. And it looks as though, yes, the Staunton Bulldogs have picked that one up as Caden Lemon couldn't find connections on the handoff. And he'll fumble the ball. So Staunton will get the turnover on the first play from the line of scrimmage. And they will start at the Hillsboro 36.
That was Drew Mullinex on a stunt. Right off first play of the game, they got a hold of Caden Lemon's arm and just separated his arm from the ball, creating that fumble.
So now Griffin Bianco will bring the Bulldogs out. He'll send the wide receivers, three of them, over to the far side. Over here by his lonesome is Luke Severs. Trips right and will hand it off to Mullinex. And Mullinex not going to go very far as he's going to be wrapped up and brought down there. Baron Floyd, one of the first Toppers to come in for a loss on the play, back to the 37, 38, let's call it second and 12.
He and Jordan Gregg making a great play for that loss. We'll see if Griffin Bianco, what we saw last week was when Southwestern did that, Griffin Bianco started hanging on the ball and running it off the end.
And this time he's going to throw the quick out over there to Kyle Favor, and Favor cannot come up with a reception. Hit him in the wrong spot, right in the hands.
Really close to being a lateral. Favor and Bianco, gosh, it sure looked like they were on the same yard line, but nobody got very nervous about it. The ref blew the whistle quick, but it was awfully close to a lateral.
That brings up a third and 12 with Castaldi over there on the far side, along with Grandadier. Two wide receivers over on this side, Favor and Severs. In the shotgun is Bianco. He's going to drop back. He's going to be chased out of the pocket, and he'll have to throw the ball away. It'll go incomplete, and it'll bring up a punting situation. So first time out, both teams' defense with some good effort.
Colton Kaiser, 5'9", 170-pound junior, was hot on Bianco's trail. Bianco didn't have any choice. He had to get rid of that ball, or he was going to take a huge loss on the play.
Looks like it'll be Caden Lemon back to receive the punt. He's standing all the way back on his own 5-yard line. As Devin Ray gets a foot into it, he'll let it roll. Will it go into the end zone? Yes, it does, for a touchback. And so the Toppers, they will take over from their own 20-yard line with their second opportunity to scrimmage. First one lasted only one play. See if they can hang on to the ball a little bit longer here.
We got a flag on the play also, Gary, so we'll see what that does. I don't think it's going to be anything that's going to give Staunton a first down.
Well, they're walking the ball all the way back up here to the 25-yard line.
But where Hillsboro starts may still be in question.
It's going to be a hold against the Toppers. The hold occurred evidently at about the 17-yard line. They're marking from the 20. They'll go back half the distance and take it at the 10. So after starting on the 35 with their first possession, the Toppers will have the ball on their own 10. So we're just underway, 11-10 to go in this one. In the first quarter, played less than a minute, each team has had one possession. Landon Carroll has the three backs behind him. Dugan is there as a lead back. They'll give it again to the tailback, and that is Caden Lemon. He'll turn the corner on the right side and get maybe a couple of yards out to about the 12.
And that was That was Drew Mullinex again making a tackle. It forced a fumble earlier, so I don't know if we're seeing a little shadowing going on there with Mullinex and Lemon.
I think we'll find out that Mullinex has a way of getting to the play no matter where it is.
You know, it's his prowess on offense. I don't think is anywhere near how good a linebacker he is on defense.
Second and eight, rolling out is Landon. He's going to go to the air looking for a receiver. Woo, almost had that one intercepted. As coming in quickly there was Tyler Grandadier, but just couldn't make connection. The incomplete pass will bring up a third and eight.
Kyle McCullough was on very tight coverage there from the room, or the rumble of the Hillsborough crowd. Maybe they thought it was a little too tight on that coverage.
Life will replace Dugan in the topper backfield. And he'll go in motion now. There'll be three wide receivers over on the far side. They'll pitch it to Lemon, and Lemon tries to turn the corner. He'll get about to the 15-yard line, and he's going to be turned away there. Looks like Ryan Best, one of the first ones coming up on the tackle, and it'll be punt time for the Toppers. Number seven.
A real transition that we've seen since 2 weeks ago in Vandalia, where Liam Dugan seemed to get the lion's share of the carry. Seems like Caden Lemon's taken over that role.
Now the punt from Carroll comes over here near midfield, takes the topper bounce, and it'll roll out to the midfield stripe. Grandadier didn't have an opportunity as he was set a little bit deeper. And so Staunton will start scrimmaging on offense from the midfield stripe. We're scoreless here with 9:50 to go in the first quarter. You're listening to WSMI. Staunton Bulldogs with the ball. Griffin Bianco in the backfield. He's got Mullinix out there with him. He's going to roll out to the right, looking for a receiver, and overthrows number 12, Kyle Favor, yes, on that play.
Dylan McCamick there to make a pretty big hit. Could have been possible that had he caught the ball, McCamick might have jarred that thing loose. It was a pretty good pop.
Good timing. Made the contact just as the ball got there. Going to bring up a second and 10 for the Bulldogs. Castaldi, one of three wide receivers over to the far side. Seavers over here by himself. Handoff going to be to Mullinix. He stumbles as he crosses the line of scrimmage, and he'll get into topper territory down to about the 46, so let's give him a gain of four. We'll call it third and six.
Drew Mullinex being the real workhorse for the Staunton Bulldogs and has been for a couple of years, and he's kind of like Novocaine, to quote that movie. They just keep pounding him and pounding him. Eventually, he starts to work and take over.
And a hard count's going to get the Bulldogs 5 free yards, so instead of it being third and six, it's going to make it a third and one as they'll move the ball down to the 41-yard line of Hillsboro. Seavers spread over here to the near side along with Kyle Favor as the Bulldogs are heading north here in the first quarter. Over on the far side, it's Castaldi and Grandadier. Two wideouts left, two wideouts right. Mullinix sitting in the backfield. Third and one, will they change play and give the ball to him to pick up the first down? Toppers loading up on the line of scrimmage as they give the ball to Mullinix, and Mullinix spins his way. Going to be awfully close. Going to depend, will it be a left foot or a right foot spot on this one?
I believe, Gary, it was Baron Floyd that made contact in the backfield, but Mullinix just keep his wheels turning.
They gave him the length of the football over the 40-yard line, and that is just enough for a Bulldog first down. So from the Hillsboro 40, it'll be first and 10 for the Bulldogs. Bianco indeed went to Mullinix, and despite the fact that it was a short gain, he got just enough for the first down. Now the Toppers will shift on defense as the Bulldogs will put a man in motion. That's Castaldi. To the air they'll go, going deep and overthrowing the intended receiver, Tyler Grandadier. I like that play because usually you can get isolation there with the cornerback. That time the pass was a little bit overthrown, but credit Dylan McCamick. He was the safety over on that side, and he didn't leave home. He stayed back there in coverage.
And whether that was a predetermined play or that was a pre-snap read that Griffin Bianco made, there was only one place that ball was going to. Tyler Grandadier was on a fly down the sideline, and that was the only place that Griffin was looking to pass that.
Now will he come back to the other side? No, he'll roll out right, looking for the pitch. He'll give to Mullenix, who's got a full head of steam. Flag is thrown at the 40-yard line. Mullenix gets all the way down to about the 25. Would have what appears to be a first down, but we'll have to see what the laundry on the lawn's all about.
I think they caught Cody Castaldi getting a little handsy with the defender, and just enough to, and it was right on the corner where probably a seal block was necessary.
Yeah, the flag, as you said, is right at the previous line of scrimmage on the 40, so they'll back him up from there. An outstanding run is going to go for naught for the Bulldogs as they'll go back close to the midfield stripe as they'll walk it off and go back into Bulldog territory. So from their own 49 now, it'll bring up a second and 21. Second and 21 for the Bulldogs. 8:30 to go here in the first quarter. We're scoreless at Hillsboro High School. Staunton and Hillsboro doing battle. Mullenix takes a fake, and instead Bianco's going to keep it himself. We saw this last week against Southwestern as Bianco became a featured runner himself. He'll get the ball all the way down to the 38-yard line. So it's going to be a gain of 13. Should bring up a third and about eight. Nice run there by Bianco.
Really a dangerous athlete, Bianco, not only with his arm, but he can pull it down and gain yards on the ground when necessary.
And we've seen, of course, that Mullenix draws a lot of attention. Those linebackers are keying on him. And as they do, that frees up the quarterback to fake to his running back and keep it himself. Successful run, but still third and long for the Bulldogs. Back to throw over the far side. Two defenders. Oh, what a magnificent catch there by the Bulldogs, as that was Tyler Grandadier. Two defenders tipped it. He caught the back half of it. It slipped out of his hands. He juggled it a little bit, and he says, oh, why not? As it looked like he's stumbling to the ground, he regains possession of the ball. Then he regains his balance, and lo and behold, Grandadier is in the end zone for the touchdown. What a play.
There is a Staunton receiver coach who's very happy right now. Something you try to teach these young receivers is continue your route, run through the play. And Grandadier just kept running as the two toppers kind of bobbled the ball around. He just kept running. The ball bounced to him in full stride.
Point after attempt is blocked. And so with 7:33 to go here in the first quarter, the Staunton Bulldogs, they get on the board first as Bianco hooks up with Grandadier for a 38-yard touchdown. 6-0 Bulldogs back with the Staunton kickoff after these messages on WSMI. Kickoff comes down to Lemon back at about the 10-yard line. He's able to get the ball out over the 20 to about the 25-yard line. Dan, we got more flags down.
Yeah, I tell you what, there was a block in the back that looked like it had flashlights all over it. It was, I don't think anybody's going to argue that one. Oh, it's, but they're going to call a hold. Someone from Hillsboro said, come on, I think he saw the block in the back too.
He saw what we saw.
It's just the wrong call. We're guilty, but the wrong call.
Okay. In any event, the toppers are going to get the ball. The field position is not going to be as good as perhaps it could have been. And so it will be from the, what do they call it, 16-yard line? Looks like from the 16. It will now be topper's ball as they find themselves trailing 6-0. They'll go to the fullback this time, giving the ball off to Dugan. And Dugan does a good job rumbling up over the 20 to about the 23-yard line. So let's give him a gain of 7. Let's call it 2nd and 3.
Kind of a rumbling, bumbling, stumbling, you know, Liam Dugan. You know, there's elbows flying and knees are up. But
he is a hard-driving running back.
He's a tough out. Tough out.
Bringing up a 2nd and short for the toppers. This time they'll go to the third back, Lemon, as they fake the fullback to the right and came back to the tailback with a lead blocker. He gets out over the 25 to about the 26. See if they mark the ball to give him a first down. They'll stop the clock and call it a first down. So out to the 27, a gain of 4 when he needed 3, first and 10 toppers.
Cade Lemon is listed in the program at 5'7", 145 pounds. And there is no way he runs like he's 5'7", 145 pounds. There's a couple more inches and about 30 more pounds on that effort.
And some afterburners in those heels.
Yeah, boy, tough. He gets tough
two,
runner.
Gets two and through the line of scrimmage very quickly. This time he's going to swing wide, and he wants to throw the ball, and I believe it is going to be intercepted. No, they're going to say he was out of bounds. Kyle McCullough had a bead on it, and he tried to tiptoe his way into an interception, but they're going to say nope. He was out of bounds, so it'll be an incomplete pass, and the Toppers dodged a bullet there.
I think there where Caden could, when he watches film tomorrow and watches that, he brought the ball up to throw it once, decided he didn't like the situation, pulled it back down the run, and then he pulled it up again. At that point, you almost got to just take off and go with it because you've kind of sold the play.
Yeah.
And the defensive backs from Staunton, luckily was out of bounds when he caught that.
Being out of bounds will stop the clock with 6:26 to go here in the first quarter. 6-0, Staunton with the lead. Bulldogs going to give the ball off to Lemon as he was the only back in the backfield. He'll try to skirt his way around right in and get the ball out to about the 28-yard line. So it's going to bring up a third and still long. Third and eight, we'll call it. For the Toppers, trying to get some offense going here as we're halfway through the first quarter. Staunton Bulldogs with a 6-0 lead on the touchdown pass from Bianco to Grandadier. Good for 38 yards and 6 points. Now trips over here wide to the near side. One wide receiver, that is the big boy, Greg. And he turns away from one tackler. You talk about a rabbit who was caught in a trap but refused to go down. And that time, Jordan Gregg just turned and fell forward very close to the first down. Let's see what the referee says. He's looking it over, and I think he's going to ask for a measurement. It's too close for him to call.
Kyle McCullough came up and really popped Gregg on that play, and it didn't faze him. Jordan Gregg just kind of spun off that hit and go forward to get close to his first down. I think he's got it.
But give McCullough credit. He didn't give up on it. Once he had hold of him, he clamped down and did not allow him to get loose as he was able to fall forward. And it looks like by about half the football length, the Toppers are going to pick up another first and 10. They will be at their own 36 as they'll move the chains and continue on offense and give that first down to Jordan Gregg.
Their feature receiver, Jordan Gregg, plays well with his hand in the sand and blocks well at the tight end position, but he's so fast and versatile. 4.940, I read in the paper today, they're able to split him out.
Double wides, double slots, one back in the backfield. That's Liam Dugan, and Dugan's able to turn the corner over on the left side and get some outstanding yardage up near the 45. Let's call it the 44. Give him a gain of at least 8. It's going to bring up a second and short. Liam Dugan with an outstanding run there.
I've enjoyed watching Hillsborough get back to their triple I offense, kind of back to the roots where the success they've had making the playoffs in the past. It's good to see Coach Duff kind of go back to the old.
And they're doing that once again right here, and they'll give it to the fullback, and this time is that Jonah Hawkins going through there?
No, Liam Dugan again.
It was Dugan again. All right. Dugan coming up with it. As he goes firing through into Staunton territories, he'll go down to the Staunton 49. Needed 2, picked up 7. First and 10 Hilltoppers as they're in Staunton territory for the first time tonight.
Liam Dugan really starting to get some momentum here for the Toppers behind that talented offensive line.
This time they'll fake to Dugan and go to the second back, and that will be Harkins, as he will get the ball down to the 45. So a gain of 4, going to bring up a 2nd and 6. Just going to that power bread and butter game are the Toppers here.
Offensive line, Landon Malloy, Blaine Gunderson, Ben Tisco, Tanner Mullen, and Baron Floyd. We've got 3 seniors and 2 juniors, so there's a lot of leadership there in that group.
And they're doing a pretty good job of moving that Staunton defensive front. Here in the last few plays, will they stay with the triple I? Yes, they will. First, second, third guy, who's going to get it? They'll give it to the first man, Liam Dugan, and Dugan is going to go off that left side. He'll go down inside the 40 to about the 39-yard line. It'll be awfully close to a first down. I think they're going to say just a wee bit short. We'll call it third and one for the Toppers.
And how's the saying go, Gary? If it's not broken, don't fix it. Or you ride the horse that got you there.
There you go.
I think the Bulldogs are looking at a healthy case of Liam Dugan until they prove they can stop him.
And now it's almost like a goal line defense for the Bulldogs as they bring seven guys up on that front trying to shut things down for the Toppers. Don't believe that was enough because I believe Dugan still was able to churn forward for the first down. Coming up on the tackle was Luke Stevers for the Bulldogs. But they'll spot the ball at the 37-yard line. Needed one, picked up two, first and 10 Toppers.
And I'm really interested to see Landon Carroll weighs in at 6'2", 170. So he's no small guy himself. He's going to pull the ball at one of these points and follow that offensive line and be a dangerous runner himself. I got a feeling.
As you said, both teams with a quarterback who is a very capable running back as well. Back to the stacked eye they go. To the third man they'll go as Lemon is going to do a little hesitation step. He took a step back because that hole was closed. He found another one to his liking and gets the ball all the way down to the 30-yard line for a gain of 7. Caden Lemon with a nice run there. The Toppers very methodical. They're just not getting in a hurry. We're chewing away 5 yards, and they've moved those sticks down to 2:40 to go here in the first quarter. Toppers trailing 6-0, but they're on the move. This time they'll run the option, and they'll pitch it back to Lemon, and Lemon doesn't get anywhere because Devin Ray was over there to trip him up just about the time he got back. Well, didn't actually get back to the line of scrimmage. They're going to mark that one back on about the 31. Let's call it 3rd and 4.
Very impressive how well Staunton stayed disciplined on that play. It would have been really easy to jump on Dugan on the ball fake with the success he's had in this series, but they stayed true to their assignments and really stuffed that option.
Keaton Pruitt's going to go out wide to the left all by himself as they're going to go to that fullback once again. And Dugan is pulling Bulldogs with him. Is he going to get down close to the 25-yard line? They'll mark it at the 26, and I believe that's going to be enough for a first down. We'll take a look at it and see. Well, they'll mark it between the 26 and 27, and they're going to take another measurement. While they take a measurement, we'll take a break. You're listening to WSMI. Well, you can hear by the sound of applause from the hometown fans, that was a first down for the Toppers as they'll spot the ball down on about the 27-yard line. First and 10 for the Toppers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. This will be the 15th play of the drive. Aren't you amazed I can count that far?
Well, I know the Topper loyalists are happy to see this momentum-driven drive.
They'll go toss sweep to Lemon, and Lemon is tripped up as he gets back to the line of scrimmage. Devin Ray coming in on the tackle there. They'll actually give him a yard or so down to about the 25-yard line. So we'll call it second and still long for the Toppers. Ball directly between the hash marks as we go into the final minute of the first quarter. 6-0 Staunton with the lead. Hillsboro trying to drive down to that south end zone. Will they get there, or will they have to turn around and wait till the second quarter? 40 seconds to go, 2nd and 9. To Lemon they go. He'll go around the left side, and he's going to get wrapped up as he turns the corner. And he's not going to get too far out there as Cullen McBride comes up with the tackle at about the 20-yard line. So Hillsboro from the 20. We'll have a 3rd and 4 and 15 seconds to go. I think they may be satisfied to let the clock run out as they are in no hurry to get a playoff. And so the first quarter will expire as the Staunton Bulldogs will have a 6-0 lead. The Toppers of Hillsboro will have the ball at the 20-yard line, and it will be 3rd and 4 when we return with second quarter action on WSMI. Second quarter action about to get underway as the Toppers will have a 3rd and 4 from the Staunton 20-yard line.
That puts us in the Seavers Equipment Red Zone, powered by Seavers. Score big with Case IH at Seavers Equipment, SeaversEquipment.com.
And so it will be third down and four for the Toppers, who will turn around and head towards the high school. They'll head north here in the second quarter. They'll set up and give the ball off. No, they didn't give the ball off, as that time the fake was a very good one, albeit a slow one, as Carroll, I thought he wanted to give the ball to Dugan, didn't quite make connections, so he wisely kept the ball himself. He turns the corner out on the right side, and he's able to get the ball all the way down to the 15-yard line. Needed four, picked up five. First and 10 for the Toppers. What a move there by Landon Carroll.
I've been expecting him to hang on to the ball because there's so much focus now inside the tackles with their dive plays that eventually Carroll had to say, Coach Duff, maybe during that quarterback, Coach Duff, I'm telling you, I can see the corner. Give me the ball.
He turns around now and talks to his fullback, Liam Dugan. Now he goes up under center. They're going to go toss sweep to Lemon as they're going to try the left side. Lemon's going to try to turn the corner.
Ooh.
And somehow or another, he gets right through one, two, three, four, five Bulldog defenders. I don't know how he found the path to the end zone, but indeed, Caden Lemon does. What an outstanding run by Caden Lemon. Couple of key blocks out there by Dugan and Leip, but you have to give Lemon credit because somehow or another, he was able to elude almost half of the Bulldog defense.
Is squirt the word that we're looking for? He just squirted through, I don't know how many tacklers in there, and was up the field and in the end zone before I think any of the other defenders really realized what had happened.
Well, I was still trying to figure out where he was. I thought he was in the pile somewhere, and he just kept threading his way through the defenders. So now we're knotted at six, and Jordan Gregg is going to attempt the extra point to see if he can break this tie and put the Toppers in the lead. As the snap is back, the ball is down. The kick is up. It's high. It's long, but it's wide right. So the point after attempt is no good, and we're tied 6-6 here at the 11:19 mark of the second quarter, thanks to the 15-yard touchdown run by Caden Lemon. Back with a Topper kickoff after these messages on WSMI. Caden Lemon put the finishing touches on a 17-play, 84-yard drive that took over 8 minutes. And, Dan, as you said, typical classical Hillsboro Hilltopper football as they tie this one up 6-6. And they will now have, Greg, a little pooch kick as it's going to be fielded on the 40-yard line by Bobby Dees, and Dees gets the ball out to midfield. So Staunton now lost their lead, but they've gained good field position as they will start right at the midfield stripe. We're tied 6-6. Kind of an interesting kickoff there.
Really took that drive. 17 plays, is that what you said? 17 plays really kind of took
yards.
The air out of the stadium where they just kept pounding and pounding and pounding. And again, credit the offensive line of Hillsboro for just moving the line of scrimmage every play.
Indeed. Now Bianco is going to keep it himself. Oh, he's almost tripped up over there. It looked like Jordan Gregg was going to get him before he turned a corner. He eluded him and is able to pick up a little something there around the left end as he'll take the ball into Hillsboro territory, getting it down to the 48-yard line. So going to be a gain of a couple, call it second and eight. Go ahead.
Jordan Gregg tripped him up, but it was Chase Teakin that wound up making the tackle on that play.
Tried the hard count, didn't get the Toppers to jump, so now they'll go back and reset, down to 10 seconds on the play clock. Toppers will adjust their defensive front as Bianco's going to hand the ball. Nope, he's going to keep it himself again. He'll get back to the line of scrimmage and maybe two or three tough yards as he's going to be brought down there by Dugan on the play. Let's mark it at the Hillsboro 45-yard line. Let's give him three, call it third, and still a long five for the Bulldogs. 10 minutes to go till halftime. 6-6 in what we thought would be a closely played game, and it's been that thus far. Bianco with two wide receivers stacked real wide on the left, real wide on the right. Mullenix going to come out in the flat, but they're going to look over the middle. Oh, a leaping catch there by Tyler Grandadier, and Grandadier is going to slice and dice his way through the middle of the Topper defense, run that post pattern. Once he made the catch, there was no zigzag. There was simply head to the end zone. Corners couldn't get over. Touchdown for the Bulldogs.
We had 5'7", 145-pound Caden Lemon in his free safety position, defending there in great position. But Tyler Grandadier just Griffin Bianco threw the ball nice and high, and Grandadier just went up and got it and took it in for the touchdown.
And that didn't even take 2 minutes for the Bulldogs to respond. Now the point after attempt is no good, so having troubles with the PATs tonight. 12-6 is our score. Staunton with the lead over the Toppers. Back with the Bulldog kickoff after these messages on WSMI. Going with a different set here are the Toppers, a single setback, and that is Lemon. He'll fake to him. Oh, nice cut there by Carroll as he faked to Lemon, and then the little bootleg comes out here to the left side. One juke step to the inside, then he veered to the outside, stayed in bounds, got across the midfield stripe, down to the Staunton 48-yard line. It's going to be second down and two. That is some impressive running by the 6'2", 170-pound senior, Landon Carroll.
Really is. It's just the fruit of the labors they've had in that last series of pounding the fullback and that middle back.
Now they'll go with double split ends, double tight slots. The only back in the backfield was Lemon. They'll give him the ball, and he'll get the ball down to about the 46. Needed a couple. I'm not sure if he got enough there, as it looks like they're going to mark it closer to the 47. We've got a man down injured. They'll tend to him. We may have a measurement. We shall see. The clock is going to be stopped. Clock is going to be stopped. There we go. As we have an injury on the field, as they take a timeout, we'll take a timeout too. You're listening to WSMI.
Coming up this week, tomorrow, starting at 7:30 a.m., Spotlight on Sports on WSMI 106.1. Get all the scores from tonight, both Cardinals and high school football. WSMI Sports Saturday show starts live at 9:03 on, again, WSMI 106.1. Starting at 11 o'clock live, we have Dodgers at the Cardinals. Big playoff implications there with the two wild card contenders squaring off. That's going to be on the AM 1540 as well as 106.9, again, live at 11 a.m. Illinois football at South Florida, live at 1:30 on the Ox 105.3. Excuse me, that is going to be in Chicago at Soldier Field.
Well, trying to hit the Chicago was Caden Lemon. He didn't quite get there, but needing 1 yard, he picks up several more all the way down to the 38-yard line of Staunton, picking up a first down for the Toppers. And as you said, the Illini, with perhaps their toughest test of the year, they'll be going to a, quote, neutral site, Soldier Field. Last year, of course, a lot of trouble with South Florida, and they expect to have a pretty much of a hard time tomorrow. We shall see how the Illini do. We're back to live action here as we have the handoff right up the middle to the fullback, Liam Dugan. Dugan's going to get the ball down to about the 35-yard line. Tough yardage up the middle as the Bulldogs doing a good job of collapsing inside there.
All yards are coming in this game tough tonight. We had two very physical defenses. That's one thing that's been nice to see here. We're on offense with Hillsboro, but their defense has really picked up their physicality over where we were 2 weeks ago at Vandalia, playing much harder. And Staunton, a lot of seniors in that defense.
Blake Ruthford coming up with a stop on that one. And now trying the left side, and a nice run there by Lemon. He's going to be tackled on the play by Ryan Best, but not until he gets the ball down to about the 28-yard line. Going to be very close to a first down. Let's see, they're going to leave the ball right where it was? Nope, they're going to say it is a first down, and they'll move the chain. So Lemon gets the first down. They'll move the chains and spot the ball at the Staunton 27-yard line. First and 10 for the Toppers as they find themselves trailing 12-6. They'll go back into that stack eye with Dugan sitting right behind the quarterback. They'll give it, however, to the second back, and that is Jonah Harkins. And the 5'9", 165-pound junior spins his way all the way down to the 22. Gain of five. call it second and five. Nice run there by Harkins. And they're going to mark that one down closer to a second and three for the Toppers. Clock running as we're about halfway through quarter number two, 12-6. And the ball is mishandled on the snap. Fortunately for the Toppers, Caden Lemon stayed home, and he saw it squirting back his way. He's able to pick it up and fall forward on it to about the 23-yard line. That's going to bring up a third down, a third and about five for the Toppers. They want to talk this one over as they trail here 12-6 to the Staunton Bulldogs, 5:52 to go in the first half. Back after these messages on WSMI. As we look forward to next week, our live game next Friday will be Litchfield at Greenville, and we'll be at Gillespie to take on the Hillsboro-Litchfield game. So we'll get to see these Toppers once again. Right now, they're facing a third and five as we return to action after the timeout. Lemon gets the call. He turns the corner. He's going to get the ball down to about the 15-yard line, and he's going to have enough for another Topper first down.
Caden Lemon just keeps his wheels moving at all times. Well, constantly running downhill and gaining yards.
You've mentioned a couple of times it's a 5'7 frame. It's only 145 pounds, but he sure plays a lot heavier than that and a lot stronger than that and a lot quicker than that. Well, when he turns that corner, you better be ready for him because he's coming quickly.
He's one of those guys the coaches like talk about, boy, if everybody in the team had a heart like
yes.
that guy, boy, how good would we be because he plays big.
Quickly, they'll hand off to the fullback, Dugan, and he'll shoot the gap right up the middle and pick up a couple of yards, maybe three. Let's mark it down on about the 12. We'll call it second and seven. Again, just utilizing that big front five. Malloy's up there. Gunderson over on the sideline right now as they're still tending to him. Tisco, Mullen, and Floyd in there as well. It's like the other lineman in is Brett Cunningham as he's moved to a guard. Now they'll go to Lemon as he's going to try to skirt his way off tackle on the right side. As he cuts back, he's dropped just inside the 10. Let's give him to the 9, bring up a third and about 4. You get closer to the end zone, those yards get tougher to get.
That puts us in the Seavers Equipment Red Zone, powered by Seavers Equipment. Score big with Kubota in Auburn and Jerseyville. SeaversEquipment.com.
Of course, when you're down here, you're in four down territory. Keaton Pruitt will be the single back. They're going to try to give it. No, he's going to keep it himself, as that was a late decision. Good thing, because just as he pulled the ball out of Dugan's stomach, the Bulldogs were there to make the stop. However, Carroll is able to keep the ball and get maybe a yard back to about the 8-yard line. So that's going to bring up a fourth and about 3. Big play here for the Toppers. Big play for the Bulldog defense as well.
Moving into halftime with 3.5 to go. Yeah, really huge for Hillsboro to get this score.
Two wide left, two wide right for the Toppers in the pistol. As Carroll is going to force, he'll have to take a timeout as he didn't like what he saw in the coverage there. And so the Toppers will call a timeout with 3:39 to go here in the first half. The Bulldogs of Staunton with a 12-6 lead. Hillsboro Hilltoppers trying to get back in this one as they have a long drive that started on their own 44. They're down to the Staunton 8, 4th and 3, when we come back on WSMI.
Boy, I don't think the boy likes what he's seeing.
That's what I thought he'd see.
Man, they're they're just fired sky high for this game.
Yeah, this could be, and if they can get 50, they'll get 50.
Oh, they'll trounce them.
WSMI. Well, Dan Newkirk, as we said, the Hillsboro Hilltoppers have won the last four games in a row between these two teams. Then it was three wins in a row for the Bulldogs, as they played 7 times in the last 10 years. There was a 3-year span where they didn't play, as Staunton was in the Prairie State Conference. But we would have to say in recent years, it has been a Topper-dominated series. However, tonight, it's the Bulldogs with the advantage, 12-6. As we return following the timeout, it will be 4th and 3 for the Toppers, as Carroll is going to run the middle screen, giving the ball up the middle to his fullback, Liam Dugan. And Dugan goes into the end zone for the touchdown. What an outstanding play call there. Carroll to Dugan on the middle screen. Good for the touchdown. Couldn't have drawn that up any better, could they?
No, they really set it up well with what they've been doing, too. Get that defensive line coming forward, get them aggressive, and then they pop that little screen ball. Carroll threw it, and that's a hard pass. That's almost a harder pass than throwing a 25-yard post down the field, and really did a great job of getting it in Dugan's hands, letting him be an athlete.
And it comes with 3:32, knotting this one up, 12-12. Topper's going to go for two here as they're going to run the fade route to Gronk. It is Greg. Penalty flags thrown. There were two defenders all over him, but Jordan Gregg, a.k.a. the Gronk, said, no problem, I'll go up and get it and bring it down strong. And with that, the two-point conversion gives Hillsboro a 14-12 lead. Back with the Topper kickoff after these messages on WSMI. Well, the Hillsboro Hilltoppers have been known for some sustained drives. Their first scoring drive in this quarter actually took up the last half of the first quarter and the first minute of the second quarter, a 17-play, 84-yard drive. Now they come back with a 12-play, 56-yard drive to score their second touchdown. The Carroll to Jordan Gregg point after pass is good, and all of a sudden Hillsboro, which had been trailing much of the first half, now finds themselves on top, 14-12, and the kick by Jordan Gregg was almost a field goal because there was a penalty on the touchdown play, and or on the extra point play, and they assessed it on the point or on the ensuing kickoff. So the Toppers kicked off from the Staunton 45, and Gregg almost put that one in the high school.
Yeah, really great kickoff. And Gary, I'm going to take a minute here, and we've got a young man from Litchfield, Leighton Piesold, who's a former football player at Litchfield High School. He's in the hospital. He's been battling cancer in St. Louis, and just asking for a lot of prayers going his way this evening both he and his entire family.
Amen to that. Amen to that. Outstanding young man indeed. And the Bulldogs, on the first down of play, they go and get 10 yards from the 20 to the 30-yard line. So it'll be a first and 10 for the Bulldogs. Just like that, they pick up 10 and come back. Now they'll run that little bubble screen out there, and it's completed over on the left side. Making the catch out there was Luke Severs. He's going to be wrapped up, but not until he gets the ball to the 36-yard line. That's going to bring up a second and 4 for the Bulldogs. 2:45 and counting here in the first half. Bulldogs trailing for the first time tonight. It's 14-12. They'll send two wide receivers to both sides, now put a man in motion and give him the ball. That will be a Kyle Favor. Oh, he eludes two tackles. He spins his way out over the 40-yard line to the 41. Needed 4. Looked like to me he picked up 6. Should be a first and 10 for the Bulldogs. What an outstanding play there.
And a second and third effort there to pick up not only the first down, but those extra yards. Really, really great run by Cal Faber. Just a name that we don't call a lot for the Bulldogs, but another weapon that they have.
Now the official calls timeout. Grandadier, either equipment problem or he was bleeding. In any event, he's going to have to go over on the sideline and get some treatment. So the Bulldogs going to have to come up with a substitute, and they'll bring Zach Urey in, and he'll sit over here. And right now he's setting up as though he's a flanker, but he's got to get up along the line of scrimmage. Now he does. Trips left. He's over here all by himself. Mullenix gets the carry. He'll go out near midfield. He goes out to the 49 before he's finally brought down by Baron Floyd. They'll spot the ball at the 49-yard line of Staunton, and it'll bring up a second and about 3. Clock running as we're down to 1:48. Back into the game is Grandadier. He'll be out here all by himself. Mullenix is the only back in the backfield beside beside Bianco, who's in a shotgun formation. Letting some time roll off as we're down to 1:30. Clock continuing to run as the Bulldogs have the trips out there. They'll swing the pass out to Favor. Favor is open. He eludes the first tackler, turns the corner over on the left side, gets into Topper territory inside the 45, down to about the 42-yard line. There's going to be a pickup of 9, and it'll bring up a 1st and 10 for the Bulldogs inside Topper territory. 80 seconds to go as they'll stop the clock, move the chains, wind the clock back up.
Cody Castaldi really went nuts last week against Southwestern. First catch for him here tonight. Hillsboro's done a nice job of keeping him out of this game thus far.
And the Bulldogs, with 1:19 to go, they have a 1st and 10, but they want to take a timeout and get their attack plan straightened out. As they take a break, we will too. You're listening to WSMI. Following the timeout, we're back to live action. 1:19 showing on the clock. 14-12, Toppers with the lead. Bulldogs with the ball. They'll swing the pass out. Oh, it was almost deflected. And then a good stop out there by Jake Heffley as he came up quickly, stopped the ball carrier, or receiver, I should say, right in his tracks at the 42, going to bring up 2nd and 10.
That was Jude Bertolino that's just about swiped the ball out of the air from his right defensive end position. He catches that ball. There's nothing going to be stopped, nothing between him and the goal line for half the field.
Well, we have a minute and 11 seconds to go here until halftime. 14-12. The Toppers have the lead. The Bulldogs have the ball. Some outstanding numbers. What have you seen thus far in the first half?
So far for the visiting Staunton Bulldogs, Griffin Bianco is 5 for 9 for 98 yards and 2 touchdowns. Tyler Grandidier getting the most of that with his 2 touchdown catches. Running the ball, Drew Mullinex 11 and Bianco 18. Hillsboro's done a nice job with him. Running the ball on the ground has been the Hilltoppers' job tonight. Caden Lemon with 66 yards on 15 carries. Liam Dugan, 48 yards and 8 carries. Lana Carroll has completed 2 passes for 18 yards, one being that 9-yard touchdown pass on the middle screen to Liam Dugan.
Yeah, and then, of course, the point after pass that he completed, as you said, to Jordan Gregg. Back to live action we go. 2nd and 9, looking to set that screen up. It works to Mullinix. He's got 3 blockers out ahead of him. He'll get the first down yardage and down inside the 30-yard line to near the 25. Looks like they're going to mark it at about the 26. So Staunton will have the ball at the Hillsboro 26, and they'll have a new set of downs with which to work. And they'll move quickly as they'll stop the clock to move the chains, wind it with 1:01 to go. Bulldogs are ready to go as we head into the final minute of the first half. Back to pass. Bianco got a receiver over the middle, and there's his favorite receiver, Grandidier. And Grandidier is in the end zone for the 3rd time tonight. A 26-yard touchdown pass for the Bulldogs. As that time, Bianco says, if I'm in doubt, I know I can always go to my favorite receiver. Well, favorite receiver tonight is Tyler Grandidier, who picks up his 3rd touchdown of the evening. This one, 26 yards out.
Tyler Grandidier, pretty efficient. 3 catches, 3 touchdowns.
There you go. Now they'll try for 2 on the point after. They'll do a double reverse, and then the old pass to the quarterback. Where have we seen that one before, Philadelphia? And it is completed to Griffin Bianco. And so the point after attempt is good, and that will give Staunton 8 points to add to the scoreboard, and their lead is back to 20-14, as it was a halfback pass for the 2-point conversion. We'll be back with the Bulldog kickoff after these messages on WSMI. Well, the Bulldogs came back and came back quickly. It took them a little under 3 minutes to regain the lead, as Bianco hooked up with Grandidier on a 26-yard touchdown pass. Then Favor hooks up with Bianco with a halfback to the quarterback pass for the 2-point conversion, making it 20-14. Now on the kickoff, the Toppers will get the ball out to about the 37-yard line. And we'll see, do they have enough time to put some points on the board? As you were saying off the air, they definitely have the kicker if they can get it anywhere close, right?
Absolutely.
They're going to run a little fake reverse as That time Lemon was going to hand off and then did not, as coming around was Keaton Prutt. But he kept it for little or no gain on the play. Let's call it second and 10, still at the 37.
That was Luke Sievers making that tackle, and there were some Staunton Bulldogs pointing toward their end zone. I'm not sure the ball came loose and they just called it down, or they seem to think that perhaps they were in possession of the ball at the end of that play.
Right now the clock is running down inside 15 seconds we go. Looks like the Toppers may be satisfied to stack things up and go up the middle with the fullback. That's going to get about 5 yards and take us to the end of the first half. After two quarters of play here at Hillsboro High School, it is the Staunton Bulldogs 20, the Hillsboro Hilltoppers 14. We'll be back with third quarter action after these messages on WSMI. So the Bulldogs, with a 20-14 lead, will get the ball first, and they'll start from their own 25. Very quickly, they'll come out with no huddle, will the Bulldogs, as they score the last touchdown of the first half, and they'll get the ball first to start the second half. And a fake to the running back Mullenix. Bianco is able to get 1 yard up to about the 26, and that's about all. Second and 9.
Let's go back to the Griffin. Bianco had some success, runs up 13, 15, and 18 yards in the first half. I think Coach Ferguson was going back to that to just see if that was still there, if they'd made the adjustment.
So that'll bring up a second and long. And they'll toss it out in the flat to Kyle Favor. Favor will turn the corner and get out near the 30-yard line. He's going to be brought down over there by Jude Bertolino. They'll mark it at the 30, give him a gain of 4. Brings up a third and about 5. That's the way we get things going here in the third quarter. As we said, Staunton with 3 touchdown passes to Tyler Grandadier. They lead 20-14 and face a 3rd and 5. Mullenix, the only back in the backfield with Bianco. 2 wide receivers left, 2 wide receivers right. Grandadier in Favor over to one side. And it's going to be a keeper by the quarterback. He's going to be held up, but he's going to keep churning. And Bianco is going to keep driving forward over the 35 to about the 38-yard line. Let's mark it at 37, give him a gain of 7 when he needed 5. 1st and 10, Bulldogs. A very determined run there by Griffin Bianco.
Just a very good athlete is Griffin Bianco. We've seen touchdown passes of 38, 45, and 26 yards, but he's just as dangerous with his legs as he is his arm.
Well, he was stopped about 3 yards short. Now he's going to call his own number again. He'll fake inside, and then he'll go around the left end, turn the corner, and go to get close to first down yardage once again. How about summarizing that first half scoring for us, Dan?
Staunton got it started in the first quarter at the 7:33 mark. Griffin Bianco to Tyler Grandadier for a 38-yard touchdown pass. The PAT was blocked. In the second quarter, Hillsborough then scored at the 11:19 mark. Caden Lemon on a 15-yard run, and the kick was no good for a 6-6 tie. Then at 9:39 mark in the second quarter, Staunton scored on a Griffin Bianco to Tyler Grandadier 45-yard pass, and the kick was no good. Then at the 2:32 mark, Hillsborough scored on a 9-yard pass from Landon Carroll to Liam Dugan, and then Carroll's pass to Jordan Gregg was complete for a 14-12 lead for Hillsborough. Then with 45 seconds to go, Staunton put one in the end zone. Griffin Bianco hooked up with Tyler Grandadier for a third time for touchdown on a 26-yard pass, and Favors' pass on the old Eagles Super Bowl play to Bianco. It was good for a 20-14 halftime lead.
Mullenix gets a carry, and he'll go up the chute. He's finally going to be brought down by Jake Heffley for a gain of 5. Now from the 47-yard line of Hillsboro, it's going to be Mullenix again, and he's going to dash his way around the right side for 12 yards and a 1st and 10. So Mullenix with 2 good runs there, 1 of 5, and then the next one comes up with 12, so 17 yards on 2 rushes for Mullenix. has given the Bulldogs yet another first down down on the Hillsboro 35. 9:15 and counting here in the third quarter. Mullenix gets the fake. Bianco keeps the ball, and he'll drive right up the middle inside the 25 down to about the 22. He'll pick up 13 and another first and 10. Very deceptive is Bianco, and everybody thinks Mullenix has it. Lo and behold, here goes Bianco right up the chute.
Caden Lemon from his free safety spot had broke on Mullenix, but luckily was able to recover and get back just to trip up Bianco and save a touchdown.
Best is going to be an up back in front of the left guard, and now he'll pull him and lead two blocks. Now the ball comes loose, but they're going to say Mullenix was on the ground when it happened. Coming up with the tackle for the Toppers, looked like it was number 60, Frank Goss.
Gary, that takes us into the Seavers Equipment Red Zone, which is powered by Seavers Equipment. Mow like a pro with Exmark. Score big at Seavers, SeaversEquipment.com.
Excuse me, that was Brett Cunningham who came up with a stop for the Toppers there. Brings up a second and 7 for the Bulldogs. As you said, they are in the red zone once again. Are the Staunton Bulldogs. They lead here 20-14. Oh, the handoff to Mullenix. He goes nowhere as Liam Dugan was right there to wrap him up and bring him down for a loss on the play back to about the 23-yard line. So loss of 3 going to bring up a 3rd and 11. Dugan was in the backfield. Toot sweet, as they would say. So 3rd and 11 from the 23, just as they were in the red zone. Now they're out of the red zone. See if they can't get back in there. Bianco with a lead back, setting up over the guard position. That would be Best. Now they'll toss it to Mullenix, and he's going to spin around the corner and lose the first tackler. Gets inside the 20. He's back into the red zone, down to the 19-yard line for a gain of 4, so that's going to bring up a 3rd and still about 7. 4th and 7, I'm sorry.
Topper defense getting a good healthy dose of Drew Mullenix here. Held kind of quiet in the first half. He's starting to find his stride.
4th and 7, and they will empty the backfield. Bianco's back there all by his lonesome as Castaldi is out here along with Grandadier, and they'll put Mullenix out here as well. He'll now go in motion. They'll fake the handoff to him. Bianco's going to try to turn a corner. He's going to be held up and brought down short of first down yardage as the Hilltoppers defense did a good job there. Jake Heffley was one of the first to come up, wrap him up, bring him down. And so on downs, the Bulldogs will give the ball up, and the Topper defense comes off, and the Topper offense proudly takes to the field. Good job there shutting down the Bulldog offense. Now we'll see, trailing by 6 with 6:40 to go here in the third quarter. The Topper's not going to start off in very good field position as they'll be on their own 15-yard line, but they stopped the Bulldogs. They'll see if their offense can generate some yardage here. Landon Carroll under center gives it off to Lemon. Lemon tries to cut back. Good pursuit by the Bulldog defense. They would not allow the cutback lanes to open up, and Tyler Grandadier was one of the first to come up and shut down the cutback for a gain of about, let's give him maybe 4, call it 2nd and 6.
Caden Lemon on his 17th carry of the game so far has really, looks like, taken over the lion's share of the offensive running plays for the Hilltoppers.
And we mentioned again, he's 5'7 and 145 pounds. He may be down to 140 by now because he's really been
it's
working
hard.
Yes. This time they'll give the ball off to Jonah Harkins, and he'll get the ball out, looks like about the 25-yard line maybe? 24. Let's call it the 24, and that'll bring up a 3rd and 1 for the Toppers. See if they can't pick up a few first downs and get out from the shadow of their goalpost. 5:30 and counting here in the third quarter. 20-14. Toss sweep to Lemon. Lemon's going to turn the corner. He's going to try to get some yardage, and it's tough to come by as he'll get out over the 25 to about the 27. He's going to be brought down there by Ryan Best, but not until Caden Lemon comes up with a first down, getting the ball out to the 27-yard line. Needed one, picked up three. First and 10, Tobbers.
Luke Savers came up with a couple of red helmets to help. Made the tackle on that play, keeping Lemon somewhat contained, although good for the first down, just 3 yards. Because when Caden Lemon gets on the outside and the edge, as we saw earlier, he can really get slippery cutting back into alleys.
Well, we have seen the Toppers with two time-consuming long drives for touchdowns. One of them was 17 plays, 84 yards. Another 12 plays, 56 yards. And, coming to the sideline, what do we have here?
Yeah, Liam Dugan coming off the field on orders from the official, so I don't know if we're looking at something head-related. And it looks like maybe that is the case as the trainer's talking to him.
He comes over and immediately takes the helmet off, puts his hands on his knees. As you said, I think they're going through some preliminary protocol right now. Lemon gets the ball and goes out over the 35-yard line. Another outstanding run by Caden Lemon as he picks up eight, brings up a second and two. Just a determined young runner there.
Colton Kaiser, a junior, 5'9", 170 pounds, has come in that fullback position to replace Dugan.
So as you said, Kaiser is in there at the fullback position. Leip is manning the middle position. Lemon, still the tailback. He's going to be upended at about the 37-yard line. So going to be a pickup of two tough yards there. Bring up a third and still. Nope, they're going to say that's enough for the first down. I thought he just needed two. They'll mark it at the 37. They'll give the Toppers yet another first down. That's what they do well. They just keep churning out the yards, not usually big chunks at a time, but enough that they can really wear down a defense. And we've seen this in the past, the old Pena juggernauts that they had in years past. That's one thing they would do. Not only did they churn out the yardage, but they kept you from scoring. And against teams such as Greenville back in the day when they had the high-scoring offense, that's what you wanted to do, keep the ball out of their hands.
That was Jonah Harkins on the first down play, gaining 3 yards.
Good run there by Harkins. As they're going to mix it up perhaps a little bit more in the backfield, you know Lemon's got to be getting a little bit leg-weary. Not only is he finding the running difficult, but at the end of the run, there's always somebody to meet him there in a very ungrateful way.
With the explosive nature of the offense of Staunton, I love this philosophy by the Hilltoppers and Coach Duff of keeping the ball in their hands and just burning up the clock and keeping the ball out of Griffin Bianco's hands.
Once again, a good block there leading by Colton Kaiser, and allows Lemon to come up with some good yardage out to about the 46-yard line. So he picked up five. That's going to bring up a third and short for the Toppers as they continue moving that ball methodically down the field. They trail 20-14, 2:35 to go here in the third quarter. Each team with one possession. Uh-oh, that time there was a Bulldog who got in the backfield. That was Devin Ray who shot the gap, got in there quickly, and before Lemon could get a full head of steam, he's going to be brought down back at about the 42-yard line. Going to be a loss of a couple there. Going to bring up a fourth down and about three. Do you gamble here?
It looks like our card carriers are holding up an offensive play for the Topper, so it looks like they're at least going to give the appearance of a play in their own territory.
Well, of course, if they can go with a hard snap, see if they can get the Bulldogs to jump. They're looking for the long count. Bulldogs are staying firm. They're not doing it. And so the Toppers are going to be forced to take a timeout. 1:44 to go here in the third quarter. 20-14, Staunton with the lead. The Toppers with a fourth and four when we come back. You're listening to WSMI.
This game is coming to you on WSMI FM 106.1, is also streaming online at WSMIradio.com, thanks to Network One Sports. Saturday's morning schedule starts with Spotlight on Sports on WSMI 106.1 at 7:30, followed by the 9:03 live Sports Saturday show on WSMI 106.1. Cardinal baseball versus the Dodgers live at 11 o'clock on WSMI AM 1540, FM 106.9.
What a play there as it went to the big boy. When in doubt, go to Jordan Gregg. And Jordan Gregg simply goes over the middle, quick look in, giving the ball. He goes up and gets up and then drags two or three defenders down to the Staunton 47-yard line. So a pickup of 5 yards and a first and 10 for the Toppers. And the Gronk did it again.
He did. Continuing that, Illini football, 1:30 on WAOX 105.3 from Soldier Field. And finally, next Friday's games, the live game, Litchfield at Greenville at 7 o'clock, followed by the Hillsboro at Gillespie game at 9:30.
Lemon with another nice run there. Luke Severs finally twirls him out of bounds down at the 44-yard line. They're going to mark it there, give him a gain of 3 tough yards, and it'll be 2nd and 7 for the Toppers as they are in Bulldog territory, trailing by 6 as we head to the final minute of quarter number 3. Handoff goes to the second man, who breaks the first tackle, goes right up the middle, finds some daylight down to the 35, the 30, down to the 25 goes Jonah Harkins. And that for Harkins, I believe, has got to be his best run of the night. From the 44 to the 23, give him 21 yards, give the Toppers a huge first down. Jonah Harkins, way to go.
And that's great to see. Jonah Harkins, whose primary job in that offense is blocking in that lead back position. It's great to see those guys get the ball and the offensive line open up a big hole for them. So good for Jonah Harkins.
What do you say? Feed the beast. He's been doing his duties, and now let him have a chance. And he does indeed do that. That's going to bring up a first and 10 from the 23. Handoff going to be, once again, to Harkins. They say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's your saying. It'll work for me. It'll work for the Toppers as once again, Harkins gets the call. Once again, he has a good run down to the 15, so that'll be a gain of 8. Let's make it 2nd and 2 for the Toppers. We're heading down to the final 20 seconds, 2nd and 2 from the 20, or the 15-yard line, excuse me, 15-yard line. They'll go into that power stack again. They'll give the ball to Lemon. He's going to try to scoot to the outside. He'll be wrapped up by Cullen McBride. As he gets the ball down to about the 13-yard line, should be enough for a first down. For the Toppers, down at the Staunton 13, they'll mark the ball at the 13. They'll move the chains, I thought.
I tell you, Gary,
look at it.
For a Topper offense that barely topped 100 yards 2 weeks ago at Vandalia, there's been some overhauling going on, and this offense is hitting on a few more cylinders.
You knew there was going to be. They'll move the chains. It's going to be a first down for the Toppers. With 5 seconds to go here in the third quarter, will the Toppers decide to go down to the other end of the field and see if they can score the tying touchdown? We shall see. They'll wind the clock up. Toppers are in no hurry, so the final seconds of the third quarter will run off after three quarters of play and a scoreless third quarter. We'll head to quarter number 4, Staunton 20, Hillsboro threatening 14, back after these messages on WSMI. We're headed to the fourth quarter here at Hillsboro High School. A scoreless third quarter, Staunton still leads 20-14. Next week, as we take a look at our broadcast schedule, we will have our live game will be Litchfield at Greenville. Our delayed broadcast will be Hillsboro at Gillespie. Other South Central Conference games next week, Carlinville will go to Roxana, Staunton will go to Pena, Southwestern will be at Vandalia. But first things first, we've got a big fourth quarter coming here. Can the Toppers put one in from the red zone? Well, they won't on this play. They'll get it down to about the 9-yard line as Lemon again on the carry. Give him a gain of about 4. Call it 2nd and 6. In the red zone go the Toppers.
That's the Severs Equipment Red Zone, powered by Severs Equipment. Score big with JCB at Severs Equipment. That's SeversEquipment.com.
from that triple stacked eye. Go to the toppers once again. They'll give the ball to the tailback, Lemon, and he tries to scoot around the end, and Mullenix is there to bring him down, and then Mullenix sticks his foot straight up in the air as there's a leg cramp there, and he's saying, I'm trying to walk it out if I can. He'll bring him down just inside the 10. Let's mark it at the 9, call it no gain, and still be 3rd and 6.
With that carry, Cade Lemon's right around the 91-yard mark, starting to flirt with the 100 yards.
Mullenix goes out of the game for at least one play to get that looked at. Kyle Favor will replace him in the Bulldog defense. 10:45 and counting. 3rd and 6 for the Toppers. Ball resting just inside the 10-yard line. To Lemon, they'll go again. He'll cut to the inside this time and get the ball down to about the 5. So he'll pick up 4.
It's like a knife, Gary. It's the equivalency of a knife slicing through whatever. It looks like he's going to meet resistance at the line of scrimmage. And Caden Lemon always finds a way to slice his way through for at least a few yards.
Still going to be about a 4th and 2 with the ball resting just outside the 5-yard line. Now, will they go to Lemon once again? Will they go to the substitute fullback Colton Kaiser in there? Or will they go to the big tight end once again? We shall see. Looking for the tight end. Up, and he just can't jump quite high enough as he took one look and then rolled away, did Landon Carroll. And give Jordan Gregg credit. He re-ran the route, tried to get open a second time. He found him, but just overthrew him just a wee bit. And so the topper is going to give the ball up on downs. Good defensive effort there by the Bulldogs.
As Landon Carroll started, once he realized he wasn't going to hit right on the dump, he tried to scramble out to the left, and then had to plant his foot and come back to the middle with the ball with Jordan Gregg. I think if Gregg makes his way to the sideline with him, I think he's wide open for a touchdown.
Right. It's easy to see from up here.
We got a great view of that.
Mullenix is going to get the carry, and he's going to drive out to about the 10 to create a little bit of space for the Bulldogs. He'll pick up 5 and call it 2nd and 5. And, of course, the Bulldogs now leading by 6. They want to be patient on offense and not only churn out the yardage but keep that clock running as the Toppers were denied down near the goal line. 9:20 and counting. Bianco with 1 in the backfield with him. Mullenix going to work the screen. He's got the blockers ahead of him. Oh, what a play by the Toppers defense shooting through there to blow that screen up. And I believe that was number 40, Jake Heffley, wasn't it?
Jake Heffley on the play, yes. Now, on the stat book, Staunton gets a significant play on this, but Jake Heffley doesn't make that tackle. And there's a good chance that
Hillsboro's offense will be going back on the offense.
Dylan Mullenix still running down the field.
Yeah, there was 6 more points for Staunton. So Heffley definitely had the perhaps touchdown-saving tackle. That, as you said, Staunton will get the first down. This is one they'll be begrudgingly give to them, and they'll give to Mullenix again up the middle. 1, 2, 3. 3 toppers in there at least. Jude DiBertolino was one of those who was in there wrapping him up. And you know that Jordan Gregg's going to be in there as well. Going to be a gain of a couple. Let's call it 2nd and 8 as we'll spot the ball out at about the 17, 18-yard line. Clock continuing to run down to 8:20. Bianco with 2 wide receivers left, 2 wide receivers right. And, of course, he likes that because that separates and spreads out the defense, allowing more running room for Mullenix, and that's what he's going to do, run right up the middle. And he's going to get some tough yards out to about the 23. Going to be a little short of the first down, but some good yardage there by Mullenix. One of the last getting up off the pile was Baron Floyd, the 6'4", 150-pound or 180-pound senior. They'll spot the ball. Let's call it right at the 25. Going to bring up a 3rd and 1 for the Bulldogs. Toppers needing a stop to get their hands back on the ball as they trail by 6 here in the fourth quarter. Bianco with Mullenix beside him has 2 wide receivers left, 2 wide receivers right. That's been the similar set most of the night. Now we're going to have a timeout called as Coach Ferguson didn't like what he saw, so he goes over to the official and says, let's take a timeout. As they take a break, we will too. You're listening to WSMI.
Gary Mullenix still isn't back in there. That's Devin Ray in the backfield with him. That's Devin Ray with him. I just noticed that they're going to the sideline for the timeout.
Where is Mullenix?
Well, he left with that cramp. And
let's go back to that. Okay, WSMI.
Yeah.
Dan Newkirk, let's give credit where credit's due. We noticed just moments ago that Mullenix looked like he had a leg cramp. Who's been carrying the mail for the Bulldogs?
That's been Devin Ray, junior running back, heir apparent to the running back crown in Staunton. Mullenix is on the sideline. Drew Mullenix is on the sideline. Looks like he's on his feet moving around, maybe just giving the fluids a chance to kick in and take care of that cramp.
Well, we've seen Devin Ray earlier this year, and he's a very capable runner in his own right. He'll be back there beside Griffin Bianco as we return to live action at the 7:27 mark following the timeout. The Bulldogs sit down, and a hard count draws the toppers offsides, and so without even having to run a play following the timeout, the Bulldogs will get a first and 10 as they'll move the ball out to the 30-yard line.
That was pretty crafty by Coach Ferguson. They tried to run that play going into the timeout and then coming out of the timeout. You don't expect it.
Right.
People rarely do it, and Coach Ferguson had a great idea.
And it results in a first down. Of course, the clock remains stopped because it was stopped following the timeout. First and 10 for the Bulldogs. They lead here 20-14 with 7:27 to go. Ray's going to get the handoff. Ray's going to try to go off tackle on the left side, and there's nothing happening there as he's going to be brought down very quickly there by a topper defense that was simply swarming all over him.
14, Drew Mullenix just returned to the game, taking Devin Ray's place. So starting back at full strength with their A running back back with Bianco.
And Brett Cunningham, who was a substitute offensive lineman, comes in with a big tackle there. And that's going to bring up a second and 10 with the ball still resting on approximately the 30-yard line. From the 30, Staunton with three wide receivers over here to the near side. Oh, good pump fake. Wide open, and dropping the ball was Cody Castaldi. But the pump fake to the little bubble screen, that caused the Hillsboro Hilltopper defense to bite. Castaldi was wide open beyond the secondary. All he had to do, easy for you to say, Coach, was catch the ball and run north. He dropped the ball, and that's going to bring up a third and 10.
What a difference a week can make. A week ago against Southwestern, Staunton ran that same play, and Bianco hit Castaldi in full stride for a touchdown in that play. So, the Toppers really dodged a bullet on that one.
Now they bit on the bubble screen, and as you said, Castaldi could have had it, and you know he's kicking himself now.
Well, and to his credit, Griffin Bianco did not get the ball out in front of him very well. He had to stop and try to come back for the ball, which is difficult for a receiver to do.
So now Staunton's going to take another timeout here with 6:39 to go, 20-14. Staunton with the lead and the ball. When we come back, you're listening to WSMI. Following the timeout, it'll be a third and 10 for the Bulldogs from their own 38-yard line. 6:39 to go here in the fourth quarter. 20-14 is the Staunton lead. Toppers are kind of loosening up their linebackers. They'll go with the three down linemen. Bianco looking at his wrist for the play call. He's going to roll out with three receivers over here. He'll pick on Luke Severs. Severs going to make a good catch. You could tell number one priority for Luke Severs, look that ball all the way into my hands, then turn and run. And he runs all the way out to the 48-yard line, which is enough for a first and 10 for the Bulldogs.
Really good technique there, both out of Bianco throwing the ball and Severs pulling it in. You know, you were talking about Castaldi kicking himself in that last play. I'm sure that Griffin Bianco's got a little footwear going on himself.
In any event, the Bulldogs move the chains. They'll put a man in motion. That will be Kyle Favor. Favor's going to try to turn the corner. He'll lose the first wave of topper tacklers. And, you know, we were mentioning this earlier. Normally, with a Hillsboro defense, you get swarmed like that, you don't turn the corner. Well, he turned the corner but didn't get back to the line of scrimmage because the second wave of toppers was there to stop him. One of the first ones coming up was Landon Carroll.
We got a flag on the play. Looks like it's going to go against Staunton.
Flags land at the 45-yard line.
Right around the area. I didn't see the call, but I'm guessing holding.
Yes.
Just where the flag is in relationship to the play.
They'll move the ball back to the 35-yard line. It'll still be first down, but now it'll be first and 23. So the holding occurred behind the line of scrimmage, hence the 13-yard penalty. From the 35, clock running at 5:50 here in the fourth quarter. Bulldogs holding on to a six-point lead. Right now they've been holding on to the ball. Bianco with a pump fake, looking for a receiver deep. Two toppers there with him. Pass flies over the receiver. Incomplete. The one official right behind the play did not see an interference call. The official over here in the middle of the field said he saw one, and he's going to run back and tell the referee exactly what he saw. And it will be an interference call against the toppers. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Don't be moving that yard mark just yet, young man. The ball was on the 33, and they need to know where that ball was to where to mark the penalty off from.
The topper faithful is a little disgruntled with the call, and I understand that's one that could go either way. Caden Lemon was the defender on the play, and it appeared more that their feet got tangled up as opposed to an interference-type call, but it's one definitely that I think could go either way.
So that penalty is now going to result in there being a first and 8 from midfield. And the official over on the far side, I think, well, I had down multiple penalties, so it still should be first down. They're calling second down over there. Did I miss one? Did I miss something there?
No,
there
going
we go.
Back to first.
Okay.
They heard you.
All right. From the 50, so we were at the 48, we're at the 35, we're at the 50. We moved all over the place, and it's still first down. And it's going to be Bianco on the keeper as he will fake the handoff to Mullenix, who's back in the game. And then he's going to bring it all the way down to the 46-yard line of Staunton before he's going to be driven back. So it's going to be a gain of about 4 on the play, and it's going to bring up a second and 4. From the Staunton 46. From the 46 now, second and 4. This game has, for some reason, kind of turned wacky in the last couple.
It really has. Just with a close game on the line, it's been really well played and clean by both teams. It's got a little sloppy.
Two wide receivers, split ends, two slots out there spread out as well. One back in the backfield. They'll swing the pass out to Favor. Favor gets a nice lead block there by Luke Sievers, and he'll fall forward inside the 35. They'll mark it right about there. At the 35, going to be a pickup of 9 when he needed 4. So first and 10, Staunton, as they are now in Hillsboro territory at the Hillsboro 35. More importantly, as far as Topper fans are concerned, that clock is winding down. Down to 4:40 to go here in the fourth quarter. Imperative for Topper fans that the Bulldogs do not score again here.
Now, a turnover would be huge here, but at least a Topper stop is absolutely necessary.
I say Mullenix. Nope, they're going to run. They're going to go on the quick slant in. Oh, had to be a quick release. Cody Castaldi with a nice catch there at the 28-yard line. Good pressure by the Topper defense shooting through there. Give Bianco credit as he held his ground. Got the pass off. Gain of about 7. Going to bring up a second and 3 from the Hillsboro 28.
And you mentioned just a great job by Griffin Bianco staying in the pocket. He was under pretty heavy pressure and took a big hit. So to deliver that ball out to Castaldi was pretty impressive.
And Castaldi running a quick slant in, that's a dangerous pattern because when you reach up, you know there's somebody that wants a piece of your ribs. But Castaldi did a good job eyeing that ball, staying with that ball, and making a good catch. Now back to Mullenix, who drops it. The handoff exchange was no good at all. But Bianco is able to fall back on it. They'll stop the clock, and I'm not sure why, because the Bulldogs maintain possession.
There's a flag on the play.
Oh, okay, that'll work.
And I'm not sure the Hillsboro fans are going to like this. I think they're going to call a face mask, I'm afraid, on the runner who was supposed to have the ball.
So here we go. Staunton is going to maintain possession, but there's going to be a penalty that's going to take the ball back to the 41-yard line. It'll still be second down. Okay, I did not see the call.
It was a holding call. Holding call against the Bulldogs.
So that will make it a second and, shall we say, 15 from the 41 of Hillsboro. Second and 15 for the Bulldogs. They're going to look at that play clock and realize there's still 15 seconds there. He'll turn and let it run down a little bit more. The game clock's going down inside 3:20 as Bianco takes the snap. He'll drop back. Oh, good pressure inside or outside in by the toppers, but he's able to elude it. And then a pass and catch. Outstanding catch over there. Was that Mullenix at the 35?
Looked like, yes, Drew Mullenix pulling the ball in. Really great catch.
So he's going to pick up about 5-6 yards there. Going to bring up a third and 10. But with the completed pass staying in bounds, the clock continues to run. We're down to 2:50, and yes, you guessed it. Aaron Duff says, I think we need to stop the clock because we're going to have to make a stop, and we're going to need a little bit of time in order to see if we can get a tying touchdown. 20-14, Staunton with the lead, Staunton with the ball. When we come back, you're listening to WSMI. Following the timeout, Toppers will set that defense. Bulldogs will set that offense. Again, they'll go two wide left, two wide right. Bianco with one running back in the backfield with him, and that's Drew Mullenix, the 5'11", 175-pound senior. Down to 8 on the play clock as Bianco takes the snap, and he'll take the ball. He'll go up the middle, and Liam Dugan is there to stop him before he gets back to the line of scrimmage. He'll stop him at about the 47-yard line. That's going to bring up a 4th and 12. Dugan with a nice stop there as the ball's back on the Hillsboro 37. Timeout called on the field. The official motioned that it was a Staunton timeout. As a betting man, I'm saying probably going to be a Topper timeout, not a Bulldog timeout. But in any event, 2:43 to go here in the fourth quarter, 20-14, Staunton with the lead when we come back on WSMI. The plastic footballs have been flying throughout the stadium. We're safe, however. Bianco, I'm not so sure, as he is running for his life. He'll throw one out of bounds over on the far sideline. And so the Topper defense has held, and with 2:38 to go here in the fourth quarter, Hillsboro trailing 20-14. They'll get the ball back, and they will start scrimmaging from their own 37-yard line.
Gary, we had a sophomore, Drew Willman, who was hot in pursuit of Bianco on that play, forcing him to throw that out of bounds. Joey Leip was in great position. If that ball's thrown inbounds, I think he makes the play. So Bianco really doing a smart play, getting rid of that thing.
Now the topper is going to go to the air, and they'll go down the sideline, making the catch over on the far sideline. Was that the big tight end, Jordan Gregg?
Gronk on the catch.
I believe it was. He'll get the ball out over the 40 to about the 42. Let's give him a gain of 5. Call it second and 5. Problem was, did he get out of bounds? Well, the official says, yes, he did. They'll mark the ball ready for play. So from their own 42 with 2:33 to go. Plenty of time for the Toppers as they head south to see if they can get a tying touchdown and maybe an extra point to win this one. Now it's going to be Landon Carroll, who did not have a receiver that he could find open. So he tucks the ball down and takes it out to the 45. Picks up 3 more yards. Going to bring up a 3rd and short. Let's call it 3rd and 2 for the Toppers. And, of course, with 2:25 or 2:26 to go, this is all 4 down territory now.
It really is. And Jordan Gregg was who Carroll was looking for on that play. And I got a feeling that if I'm Coach Duff, I'm going to put the ball in Carroll and Gronk's hands and let those guys try to take us down the field here.
They'll go back to the triple I. They'll give it off to the second back, and it's going to be a first down as getting the carry is Jonah Harkins, Harkin has had a pretty good night tonight, hasn't he?
He has. That was his ninth carry for 56 yards, and 45 of them has all been here in the second half, so he's really come to life here.
In what has been a scoreless second half, it was 20-14 Staunton at halftime, and now with two wide receivers each way, Carroll throwing over the middle, and his pass is going to be intercepted as Tyler Grandadier, can you believe it, three catches for touchdowns, and now perhaps the biggest catch, an interception for the Bulldogs back on the 25-yard line.
Caden Lemon was running a skinny post down the middle of the field, was the intended receiver, just a little bit underthrown, allowing Grandadier, who's a great receiver here in the South Central Conference, to make an outstanding defensive play.
And so the Hillsboro Hilltopper defense going to have to head back out there. Ball on the 26-yard line. Bulldogs see if they can't milk 2 minutes and 13 seconds off the clock. And Coach Ferguson, before they ever snap the ball the first time, says, we need a timeout, guys. As he takes a break, we'll take a break. 2:13 to go here in the fourth quarter. 20-14. Staunton with the lead. Staunton with the ball. When we come back, you're listening to WSMI. Gary Boker, Dan Newkirk back here at Hillsboro High School. Jen Graham, our producer, back in the studio. Want to remind you, of course, if you want to get all the scores in the morning, 7:30 a.m. on WSMI FM 106. Then, of course, at 9:03 in the morning on WSMI FM 106, the guys will get together and custom discuss many of the games throughout the area tonight. But 2 minutes, 13 seconds. Can Staunton milk the clock? Can Hillsboro get the ball back? Mullenick's going to get the carry, and he'll drive out to about the 29-yard line for a gain of 3, 2nd and 7 for the Bulldogs. Clock running as we head inside 2 minutes now. 25 seconds on the play clock as they have not yet marked the ball ready for play. Now they have. And, of course, Bianco and the Bulldogs can wait another 15 seconds, run this one down to about a minute 30 seconds before they need to snap the ball. They're looking at the sideline, waiting for Coach Ferguson, telling them when to go into play mode. Play clock inside 5. They'll now snap, and it'll be a keeper for Bianco. He finds an opening. He's off to the daylight, over the 40, over the 50, down to the 40. Finally going to be driven down at about the 35-yard line, as it is going to be Caden Lemon coming up with the stop, but not until Bianco gets the ball all the way down to the Hillsboro 37-yard line. That was a backbreaker for the Toppers, but what a run by Bianco. We've seen him do it before. Good fake to Mullenix, and then he has the opening.
Such a smart athlete, too. He stayed in bounds, took the hit from Caden. Really, you could see it was really his instincts were get out of bounds, save my legs, protect myself, but he stayed in bounds, took the tackle, kept the clock running for the Bulldogs.
Cody Castaldi is now going to be the safety back as he's going to be 15 yards behind. First and 10 for the Bulldogs, and they've figured out they can take a knee, and they will do so as we head into the final minute. And there's no way that the Toppers can stop the clock anymore. They'll mark the ball ready for play at the 48-second mark, so a couple more kneels, and that's going to do it for the Toppers' chances tonight, as the Bulldogs are going to hold on for a 20-14 victory. Leading rushers tonight?
Leading rushers for the home Toppers, Liam Dugan with 53 yards, but the man of the night for the Toppers was Caden Lemon with 26 carries for 95 yards, 56 yards out of Jonah Harkins, live that coming in the second half. For the victorious Staunton Bulldogs, Drew Mullenix and Griffin Bianco with 45 and 39 respectively. But the guy of the night was Griffin Bianco spinning the ball, completing 993 yards with the passes, 3 touchdowns, all to Tyler Grandadier, and did a lot with his legs too with 39 yards rushing.
And I'd have to say hats off to Tyler Grandadier, who not only came up with 3 touchdown passes, one of 38 yards, one of 45 yards, one of 26 yards, but then a huge interception in the fourth quarter, which pretty much sealed the deal. And so it is that the Staunton Bulldogs, with the victory, will now pick up a much-needed win in the conference. So as we look through 4 weeks for the Bulldogs, they opened up with a 48-0 win over Litchfield. Week 2 saw them losing to Greenville 40-14. Week 3 saw the Bulldogs once again very powerful game against Southwestern, a 44-6 victory. And tonight, a hard-fought 20-14 victory over the Hillsboro Hilltoppers. So you would have to say that the Staunton Bulldogs, their playoff hopes still very much alive. For the Hillsboro Hilltoppers, it's not over yet, but things are getting a lot more uphill for them. Final thoughts?
It really is. And just the game that we were hoping it would be, very hard fought by both teams. A lot of great efforts. Credit Caden Lemon, running back of Hillsboro, and Liam Dugan for just really pounding that rock up in there. Offensive line from Hillsboro doing an outstanding job tonight, opening up some big holes for the guys. But in the end, it just wasn't enough for the massive firepower that Staunton has.
And, of course, pretty much a game that we expected to see, but it's all over and it's in the books, and it's a 20-14 victory for the Staunton Bulldogs. We want to take this opportunity to thank all of our sponsors, without whom we would not be able to bring high school football games to you. And, of course, thanks to you fans for listening in. Special thanks goes back to the studio to Jen Graham for producing tonight's game. For Dan Newkirk, I'm Gary Boker, giving you our final score, Staunton 20, Hillsboro 14. Gary Boker saying so long from the gridiron.